Today is Monday, November 3rd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life every single week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Sandwich Day, and just to get you guys through, I'm going to try to do each day, I'm going to pick one per day. Tuesday is National Candy Day. Wednesday is National Donut Day. Thursday is National Nachos Day. And Friday is National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day. That one's very specific. You have to get bittersweet. I mean, there must be a Hershey bar. Although I know you Europeans think that Hershey tastes like vomit or something. I think people in Europe think that there's like a vomit sort of taste. I'm coughing, as you can hear. So we do have some contact. I'm still trying to figure out, you know, what exactly the format of all this is going to be. You know, now that we're, and how long it's going to be and all that kind of stuff. Oh, excuse me. Taking a drink. I was listening to the Big Fatty recap show. So he started doing these recap shows, but he started at episode number one of Big Fatty Online, which, you know, that has to be, well, I believe it was 2018. No. 18, 20, no, 2008. So 17 years ago, and I was trying to think, was I podcasting then? And I don't know. And I'm not really sure because AdamandMaddieShow.com does not exist anymore. I'm looking right now. Show.com. It'll go to GeekyGay.com, I think. No, it just says the site cannot be reached. So I need to fix that. Or maybe I got rid of it. I did a purge at some point. But anyway, I can't. I thought I had it redirected to geekygay.com. But regardless, I can't remember when we started. And I know I moved to Dallas around 2003. And I know I met Maddie around 2004 or 2005. And we moved in together within like a year or something like that. So I want to say 2007, 2008 is when we started. But, and I think I've got the files somewhere, but I'm not sure. So if anybody knows, I mean, I attempted to save the files and maybe they have dates on them. You know, I could look right now. Let me see. I think I've looked before and maybe they got lost. But let's see. I'm going to go, oh, can I remember my password? That is the question. You guys will get a longer show because I'm, so Adam's stuff would be I would assume that's where I put them, podcasting, Adam and Maddie show. And there is nothing there. Oh, wait, maybe there is. Okay, yeah, I do have them. And some of them were video. I wonder if you guys could hear this if I played. Let's see what the first Adam and Maddie show sounded like. Let's see. We'll play just a little bit.
This is the Adam and Maddie show. Adam and Maddie. My ass is so tight you couldn't fit a Tic Tac.
Look. As long as his face is in the pillow and his ass is in the air.
You're such a slut.
You know what, fucker? If I wanted it tomorrow, I'd get it out.
Can't go any anywhere Look, without making sure we have 5 changes of clothing, 6 or 7 pair of shoes, because you never know.
We're in a closet.
You know you're going to be driving.
How did I even get to this? I wanted to know. We don't need to listen to this. It's available nowhere. You can't get it anywhere. But I don't have a date because maybe the file has metadata. Hold on. I'm gonna figure this out. Get info. So this file was originally created. Nope. Name and extension, more info. No, I don't think I know, because the way I used to label them way back then was I would just give them a AMS 001, AMS 002, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So eventually I changed it and we did it by date. You know, I have them all. There were only 100 episodes. So I have all 100 episodes, but I don't know. I don't think I know, but regardless, I think I start all of this. Gosh, you guys just got a big old ramble because I was just, I went off on a tangent, but honestly, I don't know. Mark was like, who started first? You or Big Fatty? And I probably Big Fatty, because he was doing the Little Fatty Cast before he even started doing Big Fatty Online, but I don't remember exactly when I started. So I can't really say. We do have contact. Leo says, hello. I loved catching up with Joe and Mike, and I did like throwing down, but it was something that had to be paid for, so I canceled it. Yeah, I understand. I mean, I'm enjoyable to listen to, but paying for me, at one point in my life, I was paid for. But anyway, hope you are enjoying the one day a week here on Geeky Gay and feeling less stressed. Yeah, well, the Geeky Gay thing, it's just like, you know, I'm going through a period of my life. Daniel even said on the mix, he's like, people have reached out to me and said, is Adam okay? You know, and I am going through some depression, some anxiety. And, you know, just doing a 5 day a week is difficult to keep up when, you know, when you're stressed out, when you're anxious, when you're trying to figure out what your next step in your life is going to be. It's just hard to do. And so enjoying is not really the right word for it, but it's giving me some relief not having to do it every day. I love podcasting, but, you know, like I said, during this time, I need some, I don't know how to put it, but thank you for the text. We do not have any voicemail, so we won't go there. So let's talk about what happened since the last time I recorded. Nothing happened at work, really. I mean, work is not worth talking about because, you know, I don't enjoy my job, and there's not really, and plus talking about work is boring anyway. So anyway, nothing happened really. I think it was since the last time that we had our little chat that my boss told me that I'm going to be moving off of the product that I'm currently on, which, thank goodness, because it'll be a fresh start on something new. It is going to take a couple of quarters for me to get completely off of what I'm on now and get on to something completely new. But, and maybe by then I will have found some other job, or I'll be on a sabbatical, or, you know, who knows what. But so I guess that was some good news, just that no matter what happens, I know there's going to be some change coming soon, and that could be good, you know, that could be good. But anyway, regardless, that was all that happened at work. I did go to orchestra rehearsal on Wednesday, Nothing really to report there. The rehearsal went fine. We're playing the Hallelujah chorus again, but the arrangement of it is not... I love when we play the Hallelujah chorus. Because there's a piccolo trumpet part. And normally I just shoot... I own a piccolo trumpet. And normally I will just shoehorn a piccolo trumpet in there. I'll play the first part on piccolo trumpet. Even though, you know, we don't do the original Handel's Messiah version. We do some arranged for a more contemporary church version. And so, but I will shoehorn a piccolo trumpet in it. But the arrangement that we're doing this year, I don't know if I'm going to be able to shoehorn the pick in it. So I'm trying to decide if I'm going to do that or not. But anyway, did that. Nothing really to report there. Now, Halloween came up. As it does. It was on Friday. And I just want to say, you know, I want to give candy away. And when we first bought this house, I was like, Mark, we're going to be that household that gives out full candy bars. Well, first of all, that's expensive, giving out full candy bars. But also, you know, I don't socialize with my neighbors. I don't do anything. Why do I want to be known as the house that is it? Am I trying to compensate for something? Like, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what it is. And but I do, you know, I do want to participate, but I hate it. I don't know what to say. Like when I open the door, what do you say? Oh, hey, cute costume, you know, whatever. Or do you just say, hey, you know, how's it going? How are you? It's kids. I don't talk to kids very often. So like, what do you say to a kid? And it's just, and so, and Mark hates doing it as well. So now what we do is we put the bowl by the front door inside, and then we will take turns. So, you know, one of us will, you know, the first time I'll go, then he'll go, et cetera. And we'll, now we did go out to get food during the trick-or-treating hours. And we put a table out in front of the door and just put the bowl of candy out there. We're really trusting of our neighborhood children because we trust them not to just take the whole bowl. And they didn't. We came back and it was still almost as full as it was when we left to go pick up the food. We went to Olive Garden because they don't do, I guess they do delivery, but they don't do Grubhub or DoorDash or anything like that. So we went to pick it up. So yeah, we did Halloween and then I recorded the mix. Wow, I ran out of time. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.